It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's the Chadron State Sports Journal Show here back for another season and another year. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, in the studio with President Dr. Ron Patterson of Chadron State College. Going to be so good to meet and talk with you and share some about you, your story with the listeners and folks here. Dr. Patterson, how are you doing today?
Doing well, David. Thank you for the invitation. Glad to always be with our radio listeners to share a little bit more about me, but also about Chadron State College and where we plan to go in the future.
You got it. And of course, this is a sports show, so we'll have an athletic sort of twist to this, and we'll get into that in a minute. But first, let's talk about your background, your family, educational leadership, and the recent history of where you're coming from, and really just how excited too you are to be here at Chadron State.
Fantastic. I'm originally from North Mississippi, born and raised. Left there, student athlete, played community college basketball, finished my career at UT Southern. I was a fifth-year senior. And then that's when I got into coaching. I coached for 4 years, one at Tusculum College, now Tusculum University, but finished at Marietta College in Marietta, Ohio. And decided to make a career change, and that's when I got into higher education. I've worked at three publics and two private institutions and one academic health science center. And so I have a broad, vast background in higher education and feel as though that my skill set will serve Chadron State College well.
What was your first impression of Nebraska coming from living in the South and now coming up to Nebraska in the Midwest in a different area of Nebraska where we've got, some mountains and trees, if you will,
sure,
a little Colorado-ish
sure.
in Wyoming? Impressions when you first got here?
Just outstanding, unique, beautiful landscape, wonderful people. And when I flew into Rapid City, South Dakota, and then I took that drive down the Heartland Expressway 385, I was hooked from that very moment in early April. And so as you go through search processes, you always hope that the institution like you just as much as you like them. And so it worked out that you all were pleased with me and my skill set, and I was thrilled to death to have the opportunity to come and serve.
There's a lot of excitement in town and on the
Absolutely.
Campus here to have you as a member of the Chadron State family. Dr. Ron Patterson, new CSC president, with us here on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. So we'll get into the sports element of it a bit here. You've already mentioned some of your sports background, but your family as well, yourself, your wife, daughter, all directly involved in athletics. Talk about that and their involvement. You guys are definitely a sports family.
Well, I give credit to my wife. We're both highly competitive. She was an All-American goalie at Midway College, now Midway University in Versailles, Kentucky. And so she was a very decorated soccer player, goalie. And so I'm very proud of her. I had a short career in men's basketball and coached for a few years. And my wife obviously coached assistant women's soccer coach at Tusculum College as well. And so we're fortunate that that kind of fed into our kids. My daughter, who's a freshman at the University of North Alabama on the women's soccer program there, and she's doing well. And so athletics is a big part of our life, our family, and really what we do each and every day.
Athletics, your first impression here at Chadron State when you took a look around the Chicoine Center, the football stadium, looked at teams, coaches that you're going to be overseeing now as part of your new role as well. What did you make of CSC athletics and where we're at?
Well, I was very thrilled about being in the oldest Division II conference in NCAA, right? And so Chadron State College facilities and athletics program is, I think, top notch. We're one of the better in the RMAC. We just got to, again, produce in terms of competition, right, in conference championships and getting to that next level. But the facilities are just second to none. And I would say rival many Division I or Division II top programs in the country. And so I was very excited to inherit the facilities, but more importantly, the coaching staff. Again, individuals who are dedicated and committed to our students and student athletes and committed to, again, providing a experience that is, again, competitive, highly competitive, but also knowing that we got to graduate champions too.
You got to be excited for Saturday. First football game here with Augustana coming in. A pretty good team. Should be a good matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Long and his staff and the football players and the team, they went on the road last weekend, brought one home. And so we're going to continue that momentum this weekend against Augustana. And I look forward to hosting our guest in the press box and watching the game from above and cheering on our team.
Well, Sam Parker and I will be right next door calling the game. We get a little wild and jump around and animated. We get pretty excited when our guys are out there doing well. So we apologize if we're a little too crazy, but we'll try to be a little, we'll be excited but not disturb you and your guests too much.
Do not tone it down. I'm very excited as well, and I'll be bringing that same energy.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it. Dr. Ron Patterson with us, CSC president on the CSC Sports Journal. All right, so from the president's desk viewpoint, what should college sports provide for the student? It is student athlete, not just athlete, not
sure.
Just student. So there is that combination there.
Absolutely, and I think Shadron State College does a phenomenal job of, one, providing our student athletes with a highly competitive atmosphere, both in our conference, but also the external competition that we play outside of our conference. But more importantly, they're to get an education and a degree at the end of the day. And so we do a very good job of that. We do a great job of balancing both the student aspect of it, but also the athletic component of it, where our students can both compete in their competition, but also perform in the classroom and graduate in 4 years.
Sure, sure. And your vision of a successful athletic program, what would you like to see, or what do you fully define a successful athletic program as a whole as?
Absolutely. I think graduation and graduating your student athletes is critical. And that's success to me, right? And then if you fall backwards, again, wins and losses, obviously we want them to compete at a high level. We want them to be successful in their respective sport or competition, and we want them to bring home conference championships, right, and get to that next level. And so I think it's just the balance, right? But at the end of the day, I want to shake their hand as they walk across that stage when they graduate.
Dr. Ron Patterson with a CSC president on the CSC Sports Journal. And how about the vision for the future of CSC athletics? Have we thought about, are we going to be adding some sports? Are we going to be doing some more facility stuff? Is there anything that you see as something we'd really like to look forward to in the future of CSC sports?
Well, I think recently we just repainted and refinished our men's and women's and volleyball basketball court, or the arena in Chicoine Center. And so that's a project that's just recently completed. That's kind of the one that's I think was on tap before I got here, and so very excited, and it looks really great.
Yeah,
presents well. In terms of other projects, none at this time. Right now, I think we have wonderful facilities as it relates to Division II and Shadron State College, and our job is really to just maintain them and upkeep them and keep them looking really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think as it relates to successful, again, teams, we want them to have the best facilities so that they can compete at a high level, but also recruit and attract other student athletes to Shadron State College as well.
Yeah, as we look around the conference and fans in town and around town talk about, well, maybe soccer would be next, or maybe this if we add. Do you kind of take a sort of a temperature of what the other schools have and other opportunities and see if there's something maybe we would like to do in that regard? Or would you like, you have a soccer background with your family and sports involvement.
Absolutely.
Would you like to see that come to Shadron State?
Would love to, but I think right now, you know, my job is really trying to just really get acclimated to Shadron State College, the culture, the community, surrounding communities. I've launched a presidential listening tour, which starts today in the community this afternoon. And so just really listening to our students, our faculty and our staff, our coaches, assistant coaches, and Joel Smith, our athletic director, and figuring out what's the next path to success and what does that look like for us, both athletically but also academically at Shadron State College.
You bet. And we recently added women's wrestling, which has been an awesome addition.
Absolutely.
Soccer would be great. I'll put a vote in for baseball.
They
dropped that a long time ago.
Yes.
Around when I was born, early 80s, I'm a baseball guy, and our softball program is a fun one to follow, too. So if we get to that point, you got a baseball fan here who'd love to see it back here at the Rock. Hitting home runs against those bluffs south of the campus. All right, we'll finish up with Dr. Patterson here today with, again, any other projects in athletics that are coming up or you guys are discussing or thinking of that you can make public at this time that you want people to be aware of? Or I know the Eagle Walk, Jay announced that's coming for the football team, but anything else new or exciting that you'd like to let folks know about?
Again, nothing at this time I'd like to announce, but I do want to, again, keep what my discussions have been close to the vest.
Sure.
But please know that we are, I am, listening to all constituents and stakeholders as it relates to, again, what the next iteration of success looks like in our next century here at Shadron State College. So be patient. And please know that when we do have things to launch or share with the community, I'll be back on the show and, yes, and share that information with you firsthand.
I'm going to say you're welcome back anytime you'd
Thank
like.
Thank you so much.
Happy to help you share it. Dr. Ron Patterson, the new CSC College President, thanks so much. Great to meet you, visit with you, and share some information with our listeners about what you've got going on here at CSC as you're getting your feet right involved quick. You're jumping right on in with a lot going on.
Well, thank you so very much. Glad to be here, and thanks for the invitation. I look forward to coming back.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.